To the ordinary viewer, there's a range of international news channels to pick from, including older channels like CNN and the BBC, to more alternative networks like RT and Press TV. The alternative channels have gained popularity in recent years over the airing of different news stories and offering different perspectives. But Press TV has incurred the wrath of various European governments and satellite companies. Most recently, Press TV's CEO Mohamed Sarafraz and news director Hamid Reza Emadi have been placed on the European Union's travel and assets freeze blacklist over allegations of human rights violations concerning a 10-second clip showing an interview with Iranian-Canadian journalist Mazia Bahari, who was detained in Tehran's Evin prison during the 2009 election unrest, with Mr. Bahari claiming he did the interview under duress, actions denied by Press TV.
And when I look at the papers on the journal of the Council of the European Union, I see they are accusing me of something that I have never done. And it's absurd. It's very irresponsible on the part of the European Union.
The channel has also been taken off air in several European countries, which is seen as a violation of freedom of speech.
I don't think blocking is a good answer. I don't think that banning organisations is a good answer. But on the other hand, maybe it's time that Press TV looks at what the International Federation of Journalists is saying. That is that the first responsibility of a journalist is to the truth and the public interest.
The head of the University of Technology Sydney's Journalism Department, Professor Alan Knight, says the strains are turning to alternative news sources and away from traditional media, such as News Limited newspapers.
Basically, when we have a national broadcasting network, which is what the government is in the process of introducing, people will be able to take material from Al Jazeera, from the BBC, from CNN, from Press TV. They won't just have to rely on their local newspaper to get their international news, and that will be a game changer.
Compared to Europe, Press TV has incurred little controversy in Australia, and there's been no attempts to take the channel off the Optus D2 satellite, which broadcasts Press TV to the region. Professor Knight says proposed media reforms, which would include a public advocate to oversee press standards and proposed overhaul of media ownership regulations, won't impact on Australia's free speech record, meaning Press TV will continue to be a source of alternative news for all its Australian viewers. Daniel Pizarro, Press TV, Sydney.